Pasukid Aleph, Pasuk 11. Onoche Hashem Elokechem. Malchom Eretz Mitzrayim Harchev Pichov Amaleu. I am Hashem your God who brought you up out of Mitzrayim. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. Alluding to the first commandment of the Aseres HaDibros, the 10 commandments, the Torah says, I am Hashem your God who brought you up out of Mitzrayim. If you will constantly keep this in mind, you will open your mouth wide and I will fill it. I will grant every one of your petitions. The Targum says, open wide your mouth in Torah study, and I will fill it with an ample reward. Our redemption from Mitzrayim was for the purpose of serving Hashem. As it says, Hashem did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Mitzrayim by their host. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. The main purpose of our redemption was for us to become Hashem's army. Thus we recite in the Hallel, praise, O servants of Hashem. We were liberated in order to become servants of Hashem, not servants of Paro. Accordingly, it says here, I am Hashem, your God, who brought you up out of Mitzrayim. A subtle interpretation says, O Israel, see how well everything finally turned out for you in Mitzrayim. It shows that you cannot really tell what is good for you and what is bad for you. Therefore, do nothing but open your mouth wide, and I will fill your request. Open your mouth wide in prayer, and I will fill it. When one comes to be purified, he is helped. Some explain that hear, O my people, and I will testify, pertains to rainfall. If you will heed the word of Hashem, you will have water in abundance, as it says in the Shema, Chumash Tavor. If there will be no strange God in you, you, as the previous pasuk says, you will merit that I should fill all of your requests. For I am Hashem, your God, who brought you up out of the land of Mitzrayim. You are not permitted to worship any of the stars or constellations. Where is the proof that I am Hashem, your God? For I have brought you up out of the land of Mitzrayim. You alone have I brought out of Mitzrayim, not any other people. It shows that I, Hashem, am your God. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Lo shama ami lekoli Yisrael lo avali. But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel did not want me. My warning was of no avail. My people did not heed my voice. I said to them, hear, O my people, and I will testify for you, but Israel did not want me. They refused to listen to my voice. This alludes to the first two commandments of the Ten Commandments that the Jews heard directly from Hashem. I am Hashem your God, and you shall have no other gods before me. Israel did not want me. It refers to the great men of Israel. They did not have a great desire to serve him, as it says in Yirmiyahu, why does the land perish because they have forsaken my Torah? Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 13. Vashalchehu b'shviras libam yelchu b'moatzoseihem. So I let them go after their stubbornness of their heart, that they might walk in their own counsels. My people did not heed my voice. In the days of the judges, they did not listen as they did in the past, as it says in Pasuk Yeshayahu, his watchmen are all blind, they are ignorant. Israel did not want me. When by means of the prophets I admonished them to repent, instead I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart. I let them do what they wanted, to walk in their own counsels, for I would not deprive them of the freedom to choose. I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart. I exiled them because of the willfulness of their hearts to walk in their own counsels, to do as they pleased. Because they walked in their own counsels, Hashem will see what their end will be. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Devarim. The singer thus prophesizes the exile of the Jewish people. Notwithstanding that I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart persists in its evil ways. They continued to walk in their own counsels, but my people did not heed my voice. Refers to the Torah scholars. When Talmidei Chachamim are neglectful of even small things, then the rest of Israel did not want me. The masses too then refused to be careful in their observance of the mitzvahs. But if my people, the scholars, would heed me, then also Israel would walk in my ways. As we will now learn. Pasuk Yud Dalet, Pasuk 14. Lu ami shomeyele Yisrael bidrocha yalechu. Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. Although they sinned before me and I drove them into exile, oh, that my people would heed me. If only it were so that Israel would walk in my ways, in accordance with you shall walk after Hashem your God, possibly found in Chumash Devarim. That is to say, let them do good, not out of human understanding, but because those are my ways, as it says in Chumash Bereishis, they will keep the way of Hashem to do charity and judgment. Both charitableness and the implementation of justice will stem from the fact that they are the way of Hashem. A subtle interpretation says, oh, that my people would heed me. This refers to the masses who are usually more careful about keeping the mitzvahs that pertain to interpersonal relations. They dispense charity and perform acts of loving kindness for one another. If only they would also be more careful in the observance of the mitzvahs between man and Hashem. It is the other way around for Torah scholars Israel. They are usually more conscientious in the observance of mitzvahs between man and God. Oh, that Israel would walk in my ways to perform acts of loving kindness for one another. Then I would soon subdue their enemies. Pasuk Tesvav, Pasuk 15. Kimat oyveihem achnia v'altsoreihem oshiv yodi. I would soon subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries. I would soon in a short time subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their adversaries to smite them. Pasuk Tes Zion, Pasuk 16. Misan e Hashem yechachashu lo vihi itam olam. Those who hate Hashem lie to him, and their time of punishment will last forever. Those who hate Hashem lie to him in times of affliction. They deny having been his enemies. Their time, the time of Israel's power, will last forever. Notwithstanding that the Jewish people are now being subjugated, I will make it come to pass that those who subjugate them will become their vessels. I will make this happen by seemingly natural means, for the forces of nature are submissive before the righteous. This is assuredly so against those who hate Hashem, because they lie to him, deny him by denying divine providence. Their time of punishment will last forever. They will perish in the eternal world. Those who hate Hashem lie to him. They deny that their affliction is due to their sins. Because they will not move away from their evil ways, they are punished again and again, so their time of punishment will last forever. Their distress will persist without pause. It is different for the righteous, who gladly accept their suffering. The Torah says, let those who love him be as the sun when it comes out in its might, a passage that is found in Sefer Shoftim. In the future, Hashem will draw the sun out of its sheath. Thereby the wicked will be condemned to suffer, and the righteous will be healed, because they recognize that their suffering comes from Hashem, and so rejoice, the righteous are healed by the sun. These pasukim may be clarified further by means of a parable. A merchant in imported goods was asked to pay a great sum of money as import duty tax. As he did not have so much money on him, he requested a few days' extension. His request was denied. There are no extensions when it comes to taxes, he was told. The merchant expressed his dismay. But I saw other merchandise that did not even carry the stamp of the import office, and no import duty whatsoever had been paid on it. The inspector replied, the merchandise that you saw was smuggled in and never passed through this office. That is why it carried no import stamp. When the owner of this merchandise is caught, he will have to pay many times over. Similarly, the present sound says, my people did not heed my voice, and Israel did not want me. So I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart. I removed my supervision from them and sent them away. But if my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways, then I would soon afterwards subdue their enemies. In other words, Hashem collects from the Jewish people very quickly so they might repent and be cleansed. It is otherwise concerning the wicked, because those who hate Hashem lie to him. When retribution strikes them, they say that it is a simply chance, punishing them brings no results. Therefore, their time of punishment will last forever. The affliction, once it strikes them, will never cease. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Pasuk 17. Vayachilehu mechelev chito mitzur devash aspi echo. But he would feed him with the cream of wheat and with honey from the rock, I say to you. If the Jewish people would heed his voice and walk in his ways, he would subdue their enemies and grant them all that is good. He would feed him with the cream of wheat and with the honey from the rock, I say to you. The latter refers to a drink that is likened to honey. At first he would feed them cream of wheat, even as the proper first food given to an infant is cream of wheat. Later it is fed honey. Honey is a precious commodity. Thus Yaakov sent as a gift to Yosef only a little honey. It's found in Chumash Bereishis. But I say to you, I will give you enough to have your fill. Those who hate Hashem lied to him, as we learned earlier in the Pasuk, and made the golden calf. Nonetheless, he would feed him with the cream of wheat and with the honey from the rock, I say to you, during your wanderings in the wilderness. This conveys that the water which came from the rock was sweet. Figuratively, the singer says, the abundance will be so great that even the rock will give enough honey to keep us sated. It says about the first redemption from Mitzrayim, and he made him suck honey from the rock. Pasuk found the Chumash Devarim, and Hashem will do the same for Israel in the future. When the singer says, blow the horn at the new moon, this pertains to sounding the shofar during the month of Elul, as we have written. At the covering time for our feast day pertains to sounding the shofar on Rosh Hashanah itself. The shofar is sounded during Elul to inspire the people to repentance. As it says, shall a shofar be sounded in the city and the people will not be afraid? A pasuk that is found in Sefer Amos. Accordingly, David HaMelech says, Israel did not want me. The first letters of the words V'Yisrael Lo Ova Li spell Elul. When the Jewish people did not want me, I let them go after the stubbornness of their heart. If during Elul they would repent, however, and my people would heed me, then I would feed him with the cream of wheat. I would write them down and sign them in for a year of good income, food in abundance, and life. But when Hashem grants food and plenty in the world, he grants life with it. The pasuk alludes to eating honey on Rosh Hashanah. For it says, with honey from the rock I say to you, followed by Hashem stands in the congregation of Hashem, in the midst of the judges he judges. This clearly refers to the day of judgment or Rosh Hashanah. We have already noted that the present psalm is recited on Rosh Hashanah. Chapter 82, Pasuk 1. Mizmor la'asav alekim nitzav ba'das keil bekerav alehim yishboit. A psalm of Asaf. Hashem stands in the congregation of Hashem, in the midst of the judges he judges. Earlier the Torah said, for it is a decree for Israel, a statue of the God of Yaakov. And the Chachamim have expounded, when there is the rule of a law below, there is no rule of law from above. Accordingly, it proceeds to warn the judges that they are to judge justly and not pervert the law. Thus it says, Hashem stands in the congregation of God. In the midst of the judges, he judges. What is the congregation of God? It is that in the midst of the judges, he judges. He stands among the judges to see if they administer true justice. He is to be found among upright judges who are called Elikim. He is not in the midst of wicked judges. The singer speaks out against corrupt judges. Hashem has placed the right to judge in the hands of judges. They should be the shepherds and the providers of the congregation of God. They should be as God who has knowledge of the good and who stands over them. When, however, they become corrupt, then God stands in the congregation of God in the midst of the judges he judges to afflict and admonish them for all the crimes they commit in judicial matters. When they are a congregation of God appointed to administer justice, then God stands to help them. He enlightens their eyes to judge justly. But when the judge is afraid, he is in the midst of the judges to pass judgment upon them and to punish them. Therefore, O judges of the earth, how long will you judge perversely? We're going to learn this in the next pasuk. Some say that in the myth of Elohim refers to angels. Through their agency as divine envoys, Hashem executes judgment upon the earth. It says, too, these words also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment, as found in Sefer Mishlei. That is to say, when a judge shows favoritism and corrupts the law, he removes the divine presence, the Shekhinah. In other words, he is then unlike Hashem, of whom it says that Hashem is good to all, a pasuk that we're going to learn later on in Sefer Tehillim. Because it says, Hashem stands in the congregation of Hashem, in the midst of the judges he judges. The ministering angels say, how is it then that this one has removed the Shekhinah from Israel? Hashem answers, I removed my divine presence from that place, for I saw that the judge corrupted the law with me standing there. Thus the Torah says, for the plunder of the poor, for the groans of the needy, now I will rise to depart. Our Chachamim explained further, the Torah says, do not respect persons in judgment, as found in Chumash Devarim. And Yehoshaphat said, for you judge not for man, but for Hashem, who is with you in uttering judgment, as found in Divrei Hayomim. Lest the judges consider themselves as sitting all alone in judgment, Hashem says to them, know that I sit with you. Thus the Talmud says, let a judge see himself at all times as if a sword rests between his knees, and hell is spread out underneath him. As it says, behold, the couch of Shlomo, 60 valiant men are around it, of the valiant men of Israel, all of them gripping the sword, seasoned in skills of war, every man's sword upon his thigh because of the terror in the nights, a pasuk that is found in Shir Hashir. They are in terror of Gehenna, hell that is black as night. This matter of hell and the sword, both is that if he, the judge, inclines one way, he will fall into hell below. And if he inclines even a bit the other way, the sword will be there. He will not escape the consequences of having perverted justice. In the midst of the judges, he judges. Within the heart of judges, there is the word of God warning them to execute justice and not to judge perversely. When the judge applies the law justly, he causes the Shekhinah to rest at his side. Thus it says here, Hashem stands in the congregation of God, in the midst of the judges he judges. When sitting in judgment, let the judge perceive of himself as wedged between two judgments. Hell on one side and the sword on the other side. Hence it says, Hashem, Elohim, the attribute of judgment, stands in the congregation of God. Let him always see a sword resting between his knees and hell spread out underneath. But he can very easily be swayed to bias the law which brings the sword upon the world. Based on the present pasuk, Hashem stands in the congregation of God. Our sages explained the law of scheming witnesses, Edim Zoymimim. Witnesses attest that someone killed a man. Other witnesses come who invalidate the first witnesses by declaring that you had been with us elsewhere at the time that you claim you saw the crime. The first witnesses are killed, provided the man whom they accuse had not yet been executed. If, however, the accused had been executed, those first witnesses are not killed. Based on the present pasuk, it is explained that since Hashem stands in the congregation of God, he was present among the judges who sentenced the executed man, then it is certain that this man had committed unknown crimes for which he deserved to be executed. Accordingly, Hashem so arranged matters that he be killed via those false witnesses. If, however, their lie is discovered before the man is executed, they are executed for their evil intent. As they were unmasked before the man was executed, it is clear that the man had not been guilty of any other crimes. It is also inferred that Hashem is present in the shul. Hashem stands in the congregation of Hashem. How do we know that when 10 people pray together, the Shekhinah is with them? For a congregation means at least 10 people, and it says literally, in the midst Hashem judges. It is also deduced that when 10 are gathered to study Torah, the Shekhinah rests in their midst. As it says, Hashem stands in the congregation of God. How do we know that this is so when there are but 5? For it says, and the society he founded upon the earth, an Amos. How do we know that it is so when there are but three? For it says, in the midst of judges, he judges. The minimum number of judges sitting as a court is three. How do we know that this is so when there are but two? As it says, they who feared Hashem spoke to one another, and Hashem listened and heard it. A pasuk is found in Malachi. How do we know that this is so even when there is but one? As it says, in all places where I cause my name to be pronounced, I will come to you. A pasuk that is found in Chumash Shemos. Pasuk Beis. Pasuk 2. Admasai tishpetu avel ufnei rishoim tisu sela. How long will you judge perversely and respect the persons of the wicked sela? If Hashem stands on the congregation of God, are you not afraid before Him? How long will you judge perversely and respect the persons of the wicked? If at times you respected the persons of the righteous, I might keep silent, but you respect the persons of the wicked all the time, Selah forever, because they are powerful, great, and rich. You defer to them and do not take up the claims of the poor who demand justice. How long will you continue this? Must it be until your punishment and God's hand is made plain? How long will you continue to respect the persons of the wicked and refuse to heed the call of the downtrodden for justice? There are four reasons a judge commits transgression in the administration of justice. One is his evil nature and love of violence, for he does not fear Hashem. The Torah says here concerning him, how long will you judge perversely and respect the persons of the wicked? For it is the way of the wicked judge to judge perversely and to favor some over others in judgment. The Torah will relate below to other ways whereby justice is perverted. A subtle interpretation says, how long will you judge perversely? You are the reason for being under foreign rule, and that you are compelled to obey wicked rulers. For Yerushalayim was destroyed because they judge not the orphan, neither does the cause of the widow reach them. A pasuk is found in the Sefer Yeshayahu. In order to rectify the state of affairs, the judges must set justice upon its proper level. As it says, keep judgment and do justice, for my deliverance is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. In order to rectify this perversion, judge the poor and the orphan. Contrary to the iniquity of they judge not the orphan, neither does the cause of the widow reach them. For if they know not, neither do they understand, then they will go about in darkness. As we'll learn in just a few psukim, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk 3, Shiftu dol v'yosam oni v'rosh hatziku, judge the poor and the orphan, do justice to the helpless and destitute, judge the poor, sick people, and the orphan who are both weak and thus oppressed by the strong, judge the poor and the orphan, because they are poor, their complaints are not given the same hearing in court as the arguments of their strong adversaries. If the helpless and destitute are right according to the law, do not pervert judgment. Do justice in their favor. The poor here means the sick who lack the faculty of speech and do not possess the strength to stand on their feet. Similarly, the orphan is too young in years to be able to speak well enough to set forth his claims properly. Judge the poor and the orphan. Do justice to the helpless and destitute. When there comes before you a dispute between a pauper and an orphan, usually small sums are under dispute. What is more, the disputants are not important and honored people. Still, look not at the small sums, nor the fact that they are not people of stature. Attend only to justice, as it says, justice, pursue only justice, a pasuk that is found in the Chumash Devarim. In the eyes of the law, a penny has the same worth as a gold coin. Judge the poor and the orphan, which relates to what the Torah said, nor shall you favor a poor man in his cause. A pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. If you will behold a pauper summoning a rich man to court with a monetary claim, do not say that certainly the pauper is right, that if his claim were fraudulent, he would not have dared to confront the rich man with it. Rather, let the law pierce the mountain. Hence, the Torah says here, judge the poor and the orphan. If they have a claim against a rich man, judge them. Do not rule in their favor without judgment. the same obtains the other way around. Do justice to helpless and the destitute. If the pauper summons the rich man, do not say, certainly it is a fabrication, and so find him guilty of attempted fraud. Rather, do justice, rule in his favor, even if he's poor and destitute. A judge should not say, here comes this pauper and this rich man to plead their claims. I will rule unlawfully in favor of the pauper and thus provide him with a decent livelihood. At the same time, the rich man will be credited with having given charity. Not so. Judge the poor and the orphan. If you want to grant him charity, give charity, hatziku, to the helpless and the destitute from your own money. Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk 4. Paltu dal ve'evyon miyad rishoin hatzidu. Rescue the poor and the needy. Save them out of the hand of the wicked. When the poor and needy are in distress, rescue them from their condition. As Shlomo HaMelech had said in Mishlei, if you faint in the day of your adversity, your strength is small. When the wicked overpower them, save them out of their hand. These are all part of the judge's responsibilities. At the outset, the singer said, judge the poor, and then he said, rescue the poor and needy. That is to say, even if he is poor or an orphan, let his judgment be just. You shall not favor them in your administration of the law. At the same time, however, do justice to the helpless and destitute. See to it that a community dispenses charity to them and sustains them. What is more, should they fall into the hand of the wicked, save them. Rescue the poor and needy. Whenever they have a monetary claim against the wicked, save their money out of the wicked man's possession. Some judges possess qualities of excellence. They fear Hashem and love the truth. Yet, if one of the litigants is wicked, a man of power and violence, the judges may be afraid of being harmed or insulted by him, and hence they will avoid judging him. Accordingly, the Torah says here, rescue the poor and the needy, save them out of the hand of the wicked. The judges are to put themselves in danger in order to save the helpless man from the one who is stronger. Let them not be concerned about the harm they may suffer as a result of this. Rescue the poor and needy, even when they do not come to you for justice. Take the initiative to save them out of the hand of the wicked men of power and violence. Pasuk Hey, Pasuk 5. Lo yodu v'lo yevinu b'chashecha yisalochu imotu kol moste oretz. They know not, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth totter. The singer says about those corrupt judges, they know not, neither do they understand. They do not fully realize the immense harm they do to the whole world by their perversion of justice. They go about in darkness and do not see how all the foundations of the earth totter. They go about in darkness. When one accepts bribes, his vision to distinguish right from wrong is blinded, as found in Chumash Devarim. Neither do they understand that as a result of bribery they go about in darkness, and that all the foundations of the earth totter. A related emphasis says, those who pervert justice know not, neither do they understand. They believe that since their physical vision is not impaired by bribe-taking, they will not be punished. They do not know that their spiritual eyes and their understanding are blinded, and they go about in darkness. It is a twofold darkness. They walk about in darkness, and they know not that they walk about in darkness. They do not know that there are inner eyes, the eyes of the intellect, and that one who is devoid of merit does not see through them. Thus it says, and the light is withheld from the wicked, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov. Another reading of the pasuk says, they know not, neither do they understand about the darkness in which they are immersed. Having transgressed and then transgressed again, the forbidden now appears to them as permitted. Neither do they understand the immense harm done by the perversion of judgment. All the foundations of the earth totter. When they pervert the law, the litigants tell lies, and there is then no peace between the contending parties. For when one has been found guilty, contrary to the law, he hates the judge and his adversary. The world then lacks the three pillars of truth, justice, and peace. When there is no proper administration of justice, there is no truth and there is no peace. The evildoers rob and quarrels abound. We will continue, Mitzvah Shem, in our next shir.